Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. We're preparing today from my sister's home near Greensboro, North Carolina. We're actually outside, so if you hear some bird sounds, that's fine. It's an extremely pleasant summer-like day here. Our ministry is called DailyEncouragement.net, and today our message is titled, The Climate of Heaven. We've seen a reader scripture text from Colossians 3, 1 through 3.
Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
Well, as I mentioned, we're visiting my sister Janelle and her husband Cesar here in the Greensboro, North Carolina area. Yesterday, Janelle and I took a long walk with temperatures near 90 degrees. It was unseasonably warm, even for this area. We're in the south now. And of course, I had a further adjustment coming down from Pennsylvania. I need to climatize myself, that is, adjust to a warmer climate. The redbud trees are in full blossom and visible everywhere. We took several walks yesterday and saw so many beautiful blooming trees and flowers. Many years ago, I heard a pastor use a phrase in his pastoral prayer that especially caught my attention. He prayed on behalf of himself and the congregation that God would, quote, climatize us to the climate of heaven. Now, to climatize means to acclimate or become acclimated or adjusted to.
One of the great ongoing issues believers deal with in one way or another is keeping a heavenly perspective in the midst of the stuff of life. Essentially, we are naturally very acclimated to the climate of this physical life, or as the text states, on earthly things.
But today's scripture portion is a strong call to what we'll refer to today as heavenly climatization. Spiritually, we who have accepted Jesus as our personal Savior have been raised with Christ. That's in our text. This speaks of our present position. I take it to mean that we are to live with an ongoing awareness of the reality and power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Well, since we have been raised with Christ, we are to set our hearts and minds on things above. This is an act of the will and must be an ongoing attitude in the life of the believer. The experiences of yesterday, however wonderful, need to be regularly refreshed.
We must seek to live with a heavenly perspective as we daily sort through any setbacks or losses that line our earthly path. Many years ago, I committed the daily scripture portion to memory. We both did, in fact. Today, we want to keep this heavenly perspective and do so by personalizing the verse. That is, just slightly changing it to reflect the first-person pronoun. Thus it reads, since then I have been raised with Christ, I set my heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. I set my mind on things above, not on earthly things, for I died, and my life is now hidden with Christ in God. Well, will you join us today?
Let's pray together. Father, I have been delivered from the domain of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of your Son, where I find redemption, the forgiveness for my sins. It is in your holy kingdom that my heart is transformed from an earthly nature to that of a heavenly nature. As I clothe myself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, my affections for the temporary pleasures of this world diminish in light of the eternal joys to come. Remind me of this when I am tempted to give up that which is lasting for that which is but momentary. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. On a technical note, we're told from our email, and not just told, I made it wrong. I made the link wrong, and it actually played yesterday, it played Monday's message. Well, I have a link to Tuesday's message, if you care to listen to it now. And I did correct both the web versions. But thank you for joining us today. I'm kind of curious to how this is going to sound, Brooksine. It's beautiful out here with all the birds. It's just a simply beautiful day here in North Carolina. We'll be here through tomorrow morning, and then head back up north and visit a friend in Liberty University, and then on home Friday. Well, we have a couple of additional notes on our site today, as well as some photos of our experience down here, including our lead photo today I took just this morning of some beautiful purple pansies. Did I spell those right, Brooksine?
Yeah, and it's a toss-up whether those are pansies or violas. I'm not sure.
Expert
some reader will alert us.
can make that determination. We do have music today we suggest, and the lead song we feel that best reflects the message is Phillips, Craig, and Dean's song. I don't know if they've written it, but this version is them singing it, called I Am Crucified with Christ, and Yet I Live. There are a couple of others as well. Well, thank you for joining us. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared and are sharing at 9:41 a.m. here on my sister's deck in Greensboro, North Carolina, on Wednesday, April 7th, 2010. Our website again is dailyencouragement.net, and we urge our listeners in this final moment of our podcast to acclimate to heaven. Make that a daily aspiration.